Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
I was naked out on a tree and I was like stuck up high. So it was like, and it just like kind of tickled me. And then I just got really turned on and just like kind of kept rubbing, like just kept rubbing against this tree. Let's just say it had some pretty good morning wood.
That didn't work.
I also humped a mop. Here we go. Mark, your debut after 5 years.
You know, it's funny. A lot of people, you know, they'll go to like, you know, the Vatican or I don't know what it's like, Mecca. And like this, religiously, spiritually, emotionally, this is my Mecca with you guys.
It's like everything in Vegas. It's just we just made a faux Mecca for
but
you.
But if you've been doing the show for 5 years, you would know that we don't intro the show like that. So thanks a lot, Mark.
Hey, welcome back to Show They Don't Tell You. I'm Nikki Limo.
Hey, what's up? I'm the Iceman.
Hey, welcome to the shit that they don't tell you podcast.
That's
really
the
good.
Shit with what they don't know.
Shit they don't tell you.
You.
Shit they don't tell you.
Nice. All right.
Okay.
That was good, Mark.
Thank you. I've seen 286 of them.
Very
so
good.
So I've had a lot of practice.
Yeah, 286 episodes. You have been the mythical creature behind the camera.
Some would say an idea.
Which has been known as Mark.
Yeah, I don't, I mean, everyone, we all, at one point in our lives, we question, do we exist?
Yeah. Yes.
Are we real?
Yeah.
No.
I think the answer for me would be no.
Right.
I agree
100%.
That. I would agree with that.
That's why we invited you here, just to make sure that you were
but
real.
But most importantly, we invited you here to talk about kinky things.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
100%. We've known Mark now for 5 years.
Yes.
He was, we're the OG crew of podcasts.
This is it.
And, Mark has like been very, you know, professional in the settings mm-hmm. until we left the studio,
yes.
And now he divulges lots of kinky things to us. So we are going to talk about some fetishes. We won't call them weird. We'll call them unique fetishes.
Yeah.
That the population has.
Do you want me to provide a little context?
So, please.
So, you know, Shit They Don't Tell You was the first podcast that Studio 71 ever launched
yes.
with these two wonderful people.
Cheers to us.
Big ups.
Yeah. And I met them pretty much on the day we recorded episode one.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 No phone calls, no Zooms,
nope.
It was just sort of like, hey, show up.
Hey.
And
what's up,
press
asshole?
Record. Yeah.
We put us in a really tiny closet, I remember.
They did. It was like tiny closet in Beverly Hills. We were the weirdos that wanted to put it on video. Every other podcast was no video.
They thought we were being weird.
We brought cameras, our own cameras in, and they were like, you guys are going to video this? Like, it's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
Do you guys know it's a podcast? And we're like, no, but like people
fast forward, everyone's doing that.
Yeah, and as someone who can always, I can always see in the future, I was like, that's the dumbest idea I've ever heard. You're both idiots. Mm-hmm. We're not doing that.
We even brought our own camera guy, AKA Nate Green.
Oh, Nate. Hi,
yeah.
Nate.
What's up, Nate?
But no, we've been doing it for 5 years now. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And Mark has been a huge, huge, huge
five and a half years.
The hugest hand behind the scenes. So we love Mark. So we're glad you're here.
Yeah. And they, you know, I met them right post a divorce. And the reason Nikki brought up the kinky stuff is because I've been recently back out in the wild, wild west of dating. And it's awful.
We always quiz our single friends that are in the dating pool because we're like, what's it like right now? It does very much seem like a war zone abyss of...
It's weird. I hesitate to call it awful. It's just crazy.
Okay.
You know, it's not like, it doesn't like beat you down to the point where you don't do it anymore. Like, maybe for some people.
What's the difference between dating now and dating before you were married?
Well, I was together with someone for a very long time. Amicable split. Totally fine. She's great. But
they're still friends.
Yeah. To date myself as if the wrinkles weren't already dating myself. Some of my last dates were on Craigslist.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Scraping the bottom of the freaking deck.
If anyone had been murdered, no one knew about it yet.
Oh,
Craigslist was still not only quasi acceptable, fully acceptable dating. Like, everyone did it.
That really dates you back. Yeah. Because, I mean, I looked for my first apartments on Craigslist. Like, that was still.
Oh, yeah.
There was no scam. There wasn't a lot of scams as there are now.
I got bookcases, a bed.
Is Craigslist still around?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got bookcases, a bed, I got a exercise bike, and some dates.
It's definitely still like the Kmart of like those things.
Well, I feel like Facebook Marketplace kind of took over.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if we would have met without Craigslist because mm-hmm. the way that I found the sketch group YouTube channel that I inevitably met Steve through was by answering a Craigslist listing.
Apartments, anything
you needed.
People invited my friend and I, or my roommate at the time, like into their apartment, single women, just, oh yeah, come on in and grab the bookcase.
What?
It's up here in my bedroom. Like just strangers off the street with a pickup truck. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It was the early aughts were a whole different time.
Definitely.
Wow.
I bought bar stools recently on OfferUp, but I definitely brought my husband with me.
Yeah.
Because that was...
And they had them outside already.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah. Yeah. You should meet in a neutral territory.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get kinky.
Yeah. All right. So, we were going over topics and we landed on this one because of some stories.
Yeah, we'd been talking and like there were some really fun stories about basically how far would you go? Have you ever been in a situation where I just like went a little too far and you're like, yeah, I'm out. And there was like one story that one of us told about... You know,
rope dump
about how his date opened a treasure chest full of ropes and she takes care of them and like she likes.
Yeah, and I'll go into that. It's just funny. It's because we always want to start out with we're not yuck and yum here.
Mm-hmm.
Not yuck and yum.
I am very open to things. I think if two consenting adults are doing some crazy stuff and they're both into it, great.
But not everyone's yum is the same.
Exactly. Yeah. And also, I think this is also about a lot of our stories have been like, I was open to something and I very much found out that I am not into it.
Yeah, 100%. But we're open. Like,
yeah.
That's what my mom always said. As long as you try something, like, she was talking about food, but, you know, I'm sure it applies everywhere.
She's talking about bondage.
Like, as long as you try it, you could not like it, but just try it, you know? And I always kept that mindset where I was like, as soon as I judge something, I'm like, wait, let me just try it first to make sure that I don't like it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we'll get there, but let's also say that there have been stuff that I was like, I'm not going to dig this. And I was very much surprised. I was like,
That's okay. Interesting. Yeah. Okay. We won't get into it, I guess.
But he's always
mysterious.
Like, mysterious. He's like, we'll talk about it later. But I'm like, can you just talk about it right now?
Just tell us right now, Mark.
Just tell us right now.
I think I just
like a banana up your butt.
I literally just closed the window. Isn't that amazing?
Edit that
sounds
out, Mark.
Like it. Yeah, edit that out. That, yeah. Like, that was weird. That was a weird error.
Thanks, Mark.
All right. So the idea that is Mark now has the window back open.
Okay.
All right. So 20 bizarre sexual fetishes. Now, some of these.
Fetishi.
Some of these we all know. We've heard of.
Okay.
Some of these are.
Do we all know?
Yeah. Maybe
he's
not everyone knows.
He's pretty vanilla.
No,
that's
I'm
true.
Steve is like.
I'm really hardcore.
Yeah. Vanilla. I think he might not. I don't think he.
That's true.
Let's find out.
Let's just
Should
make
we
sure.
do like a quick 5-minute birds and the bees just for him?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, okay. You want to break it down, Mark?
So have
Edit
you heard
out,
of a vagina? Or
I
a penis.
I'm very familiar.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
He has heard of that.
Well, you know, that's a good baseline for this.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, so everything we're talking about has to do with that and a penis.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm up to speed.
It's when two people love each other very much.
I've heard that a lot.
Yeah.
All right. Number
not
one.
Not my parents, though. Not always.
Oh, my God.
You now, edit that out, Mark.
Your mom listens to this.
I'm kidding.
Edit that out, Mark.
No, leave it in.
But don't.
My mom might be listening to this. I don't know.
She is, for sure.
Yeah. Podcasts could be on either heaven or hell, wherever she may be.
However she prefers.
All right. So this one. Now, this one, one of you might have heard of this one, because I saw a documentary about this, which was wild.
What?
It's always a BBC documentary. They cover...
Why are you watching BBC documentaries?
Shit. BBC America.
Is this on cable?
On
YouTube. Where is this?
YouTube? You've never heard of BBC?
I've heard of it. I just don't... Who chooses to go watch it?
Oh, you know what's funny? I take that back. I don't think I've ever watched it on the cable. I have cable because I'm old, but you can... It's all on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, and I'll get into that.
So you're
in a
just
second.
Like skimming the channels, and you just watch this BBC documentary on.
Exactly,
on
there's
this,
actually two, and if I get
fetish.
Into the other one, it is remarkable. But it doesn't have to do as well.
I see what you
it
did.
Could
there.
Be a sexual fetish.
Remarkable.
Okay. Shut up.
Okay.
All right.
Everyone
ready?
Stopped listening already.
And I'm going to mispronounce all of these. My first one.
Everyone left.
All right, the first one: agalmatophilia.
Agalmatophilia. Can we guess? What do you?
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah.
Agalmatophilia.
Yep.
I can't guess that.
A-G-A-L-M-A.
That sounds like another
It sounds like
galaxy.
An algae something. Something to do with algae.
Yeah. I would say that too. I would say some sort of like plant or fungus or something like that.
Yeah.
It's a physical attraction to inanimate objects.
Oh.
Oh, it's like humping the bed or whatever.
Okay, so I'm not attracted to inanimate objects, but I have had sex dreams with inanimate objects. Is that weird? Like, I've had dreams where I full on wake up orgasming and I was having sex with a tree. Like, I was.
Hi, Mom.
I'm not attracted to trees. I swear I'm not attracted to trees. I'm not attracted. I don't walk by trees and go out and hump that tree. But in my dream, it was like, I don't know if it was like maybe it wasn't about the tree, but the element of danger and humiliation that like was more kinky. Yeah, it was like I was naked out on a tree and I was like stuck up high, so it was like, and it just like kind of tickled me, and then I just got really turned on and just like kind of kept rubbing against this tree, and
there's a notebook right here if you want to take notes, because there are some nice trees in the backyard that I saw
earlier. Good trees around here.
Let's just say it had some pretty good morning wood.
That don't work.
I also humped a mop.
How do you hump a mop?
But like not with the stick up. Not with the stick.
Just like dry hump.
Like riding it like a witch?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yes.
So it's funny you should mention that. So in this documentary, there were all objects. Like there were, I think there were like 15 or 20. One of them being trees.
What?
And my first thought was, especially if it's a female. Now a dude, you're thinking like a knot or some sort of hole or something. It's like, okay, but still, unless you really use some sandpaper to smooth that out, that's dangerous.
That's a lot.
Same goes for female. It's like, so what the woman explained it as, it was essentially dry humping.
Yeah, dry humping.
Yeah, so
it was
pants on.
Like not like, if that would be way too rough if it was. Yeah, there was definitely clothes involved, but like, you know, just kind of like, it's embarrassing, but like, ooh, it's kind of kinky. I don't know. Okay. It was weird. It's in my dream, and I will never forget that dream. I'll never forget that tree.
When I saw the redwoods, I went to Muir Woods, north
They're
of
beautiful.
San Francisco.
Trees.
I was, something happened down there. It moved.
That's fair.
Sexy trees.
I mean, they were majestic.
Yeah.
I always liked the willow tree, but I never wanted to have sex with one.
Okay, be honest. You didn't stick your dick in a couch before? Like a lot of boys have like stories of sticking their dick in a couch
in
a pillow or something.
Yeah, but you're attracted to it.
No, I'm not attracted to a tree.
Sounds
but
like
it just
you
felt,
are.
It felt good.
Okay.
It just, the tree knew where to hit, like knew where my spots were.
This wasn't just me, because other people this happened to, but let's just say that someone I know was accused, and the name stuck for a long time, nicknamed Skippy, for having sex with a jar of peanut butter. Now, it was never ascertained whether it was chunky or smooth, or creamy, but that name stuck for probably 15 years.
Can I list off items and you be honest if you've humped them before?
Sure.
Okay, because if I was a guy, because I've never had a dick, so obviously, like, I think about that, like, because I try to understand, like, be understanding, like, what, you know, American Pie came out when we were younger, and he humps an apple pie, and I'm like, I can understand that, right? Mm-hmm. So, a pumpkin.
Never.
No?
No,
but I've
They're
thought
expensive.
About it.
Right? I would think about it.
They're expensive.
But the gush, like, it kind of, like, mimics.
Because you could, two birds with one stone. If you're carving a jack-o'-lantern, you could just make sure one of the eye holes is
not for eyes.
Yeah. And there's some, That's right. It's like gooey in there.
Because it's October. It's about to be, it's pumpkin season.
Pumpkins basically have natural lubrication.
And I wonder,
they're like slimy.
If, I would fuck pumpkin bread before I would fuck a pumpkin.
Really? That's like dry and gritty. That's,
it's
not
like,
because it's hot. It's warm. Pumpkin is not warm.
Maybe some
at all.
Butter. Would you butter it up first?
For sure.
If you warmed the pumpkin gish,
What is the gish?
The gish that's in there.
Oh, like the dough. Okay.
It's all mushy.
No. It's too slimy for me.
Too wet.
Yeah, too slimy.
Oh, interesting.
It's the viscosity.
It's a dry bread.
It's the viscosity. It's weird.
It's funny you should mention pumpkin because honestly, that might be the closest thing. Like, I've never felt it up sexually, but you have to feel it up when you're carving one.
Yeah.
And like scooping out the things. Like, that is,
it's
that's
very
close,
silly, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess I don't really have a lot of objects to talk about, but like, I was thinking pumpkin. I was thinking,
how about we just tell you what we fuck?
Yeah.
Well, you guys weren't being honest.
When I was little, I probably during some sort of like, you know, adolescent masturbatory session, probably like sort of humped a couch just because I was on it.
Okay.
100% I humped a couch.
Yeah, but honestly, other than that,
100%.
I don't have a list. Yeah, it's nothing.
I wonder if there's criteria for the people that have this because like all of us have stories of like an inanimate, but I wouldn't classify myself as like thinking about, I don't think about humping inanimate objects, but it just happened to me in a dream, you know?
Yeah.
And you guys don't think about it, but you've both humped a couch. So like, I wonder if there's criteria for like that being your
couch
thing.
Couch
friends. That's kind of cool.
And what like they hump, what do they hump? Like what's their preference?
So the trees are one of the big ones they focused on in this documentary was cars.
Cars?
Automobiles.
Oh, I've seen this one. Where I saw one of those messed up documentary shows where this guy was in love with his freaking red car.
Yeah.
So he just like rubs his dick on it until he comes?
He fucking soothes it and like caresses it and shit.
Yeah, like just touching the upholstery or the inside of the door, the door handle. Like,
and he like came out to his parents and he's like in love with his car and like his dad like was like disowning him and shit. It was one of the funnier things.
It wasn't even a nice car either, right?
It was like an old red car.
It was like a Mini Cooper.
This is like
or
a sexual version of
we saw the same one. It was a red car.
The TLC show where they eat My Strange Addiction. Where they,
that's
like,
what it was. My Strange Addiction.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It was one of those. Yeah. But he was also on a specific fetish one. It's the same guy. Yeah.
Wow. I'm sure that's his
full-time gig is just appearing on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, get that guy who
get the car fucker guy. Yeah, car fucker guy.
Book the car fucker.
Car fucker.
All right.
It's creepy. You have to see it.
So I mean, it would be interesting. And like in the comments, read them. Like, what are some weird inanimate objects that you guys
you
know?
Yeah,
either you do or a friend does.
That's really smart for engagement, Mark. Yeah. And it helps the algorithm as well.
And also, I guess I suppose like a dildo would be an inanimate object, or
sure,
like a sex doll even.
Yeah, I guess so, like a fleshlight and stuff.
Technically, but I think this is more about
they're so accepted though. This is
more about items in the world.
Yeah, items that you wouldn't think of humping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other things. It was like a door,
shower wall
cabinet.
Door. Yeah.
I mean, because like I definitely
can opener. I'm assuming the handle side.
I've heard of girls like sitting on the washing machine while it's going.
I've heard of that.
But it's not like they're attracted to the washing machine. It's more like what it feels like, the movement.
Those like rides on that you put a quarter in, or like they go up and down a little
bit.
Yeah. I've heard girls like that.
I like that. I can get behind that.
Yeah. See.
Yeah, I've never had an experience like that.
It's like I'm not attracted to the thing. I'm just like the feeling of it.
You don't like the little plastic pony.
No.
Very much.
I feel like I have to start sitting on more things because I've never felt that.
Well, it's more like a girl thing.
Your balls would hurt, Mark.
It's not for boys.
How do you guys know I just have balls? You don't know me.
I don't.
It's true.
That's fair.
All right, ready?
What's your second fetish, Mark?
This one you might be able to get from the name. So easier to pronounce. Macrophiliacs.
Oh, large things?
Macro, yep.
Large philiacs, though.
This one I have definitely heard about where people want things to be very large.
Yeah.
Like, so just big dicks or like.
So there's subtle
things.
Levels. So some of it is like literally I want to have sex with like a 7 foot tall person.
Okay.
You know, or I don't know, like a linebacker for a football team. But more so than that, it's typically like some sort of inflatable Godzilla type thing. So usually they can't actually enact it because it's so large because there's no way to.
Oh.
Like unless they went to like an auto lot and like stole one of those inflatable like gorillas.
Yeah.
You know, there's really no way to do it. But like I guess like Andre the Giant might have been someone's probably fetish. Like yeah, like that. But yeah. So typically it's, and this was also the documentary. Someone was like, it was straight up just King Kong. King Kong was
but
yeah.
How would
was
you even,
it was a he too.
It was just a turn on though, because like, how would you actually have sex with that?
You
King
know,
Kong
and,
has holes.
Well, yeah. I guess I was thinking maybe about like a woman doing it.
With his huge thumb and forefinger, if he just makes a little bit of a space.
He said it was a guy.
Okay.
Yeah, a guy wants to fuck King Kong.
A guy wants to fuck King Kong.
Does he want King Kong to fuck him, or does he want to fuck King Kong? You don't know.
Is he a top or a bottom?
You don't have all the information.
If you're a bottom with King Kong, like you're
dead.
Yeah, that's
but
gonna
that's
be
that guy. Remember the guy who fucked the horse, but he had the horse fuck him and he died.
Yeah, same with dolphins.
For anyone who doesn't know, Web 1.0, I wish I hadn't seen that.
That was insane.
It was wrong.
I didn't watch it, but I heard
about
it.
I didn't watch it either, but I heard it in the other room.
Well, but you know, he went out doing what he loved.
He sure did.
You know.
Bottoming to horses.
Exactly. But yeah, no, this one, this one was a little bit less specific, but also someone got really turned on by, it's funny you should say that, not actually fucking things, but just big things.
Hmm.
So like, there, I think he went to an amusement, or no, this actually was a she went to an amusement park, and they had like a bouncy castle, uh-huh. And some of the things were like huge, and she just got really turned on.
So
and she remembered this as like a kid.
Okay, so I feel like I've had this in a certain way too, but like it's more about like my whole body wrapping around something.
Wrap around something.
Like wrapping around something. Like my whole body. Like a bouncy house like that. Like you know, like those like pillars on the side. Like if like I flung my body against it and like wrapped my legs around it. Like or something like that. Large thing. Like it's not like it's going in me. It's like it's just like I'm straddling it.
Because she's kinky as fuck, dude. Isn't she kinky?
I know, I'm weird. I mean, a lot of these were just like as a kid and you don't know realize that that's like
forget.
Well, you're basically Andre the Giant, so like, I think you might have this.
She doesn't like
big things.
As like a kid, like you know, you don't know what that term is. You just know like that there's like a tickle feeling when you like do certain things. I definitely like what the humiliation thing. Like from I would read this one book where they like put their brother in a diaper, even though it was like a bunny family, and they treated him like a baby, and they like made him wear a diaper and stuff. And I like got really turned on by that
as a kid. Whoa,
yeah, like, but I didn't know what you don't know what to label that. You're just like, I just wanted to read that part over and over and over again because like, and it wasn't silly to me. It made me like feel like tickled inside. Yeah.
You like humiliation, though.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. That like it kind of like led into that as an adult, but sure. I didn't know what it was called as a kid. There's a scene in Five Will Goes West where the cat wraps him in a piece of lettuce and like a burrito and like holds him up, and that part turned me on a lot.
She's told me about that.
So it's funny. So having I've had mutual acquaintances and some friends who are sex workers over the years, mm-hmm. and I run in liberal circles, and most of them say like their clients, especially if they're submissive, something happened when they were kids that was supposed to be humiliating, but was like a huge turn on. And also that was a subplot of Paul Giamatti's character in Billions on Showtime, where the kids wrapped him up in a carpet and like rolled him down a thing and he got super turned on, and that's when he knew, and he was like 12.
Huh. Oh, wow. Yeah, like something like that. Like I don't know, it was super turned on for me.
And I think honestly, if you can figure out someone to do it to you and be into it and be safe, like,
but like I don't
go for it.
We don't incorporate that into sex. It's like I don't know. I tried bondage before. It wasn't really. Yeah. I didn't really like it. I'm kind of a brat. Like I don't really like to be uncomfortable. If you were to wrap me up in a blanket or like a burrito or something like that, like I wouldn't. There's nothing we can do from there.
Correct.
Just like the thought of it. And that's why I think it's like more of a psychological thing. Like the thought of humiliation is more of a turn on than like actually enacting that thing.
Totally. Oh, by the way, commenter, I know what you're gonna say. I could do all kinds of shit if Nikki's wrapped up in a blanket. Yeah, we got it, dude. You're good.
Well, to a lesser extent, some women are really trying to just buy a dude laying on top of them because it's like a feeling of safety.
Want it.
When I was single. Well, he's really heavy. After a while, it's just like, I can't breathe. But like,
well, that might be the part of the turn on. Okay. Who knows? Yeah.
Well, when I was, that's what I was talking to you about. When I was single, I missed the heaviness of the weight of a guy on me than I did like the sex part. Like it was more like the like sand. I was like, maybe if a dildo had a sandbag that like was like a chest, like it was like a person. Like a torso, basically.
Torso.
Like laying on me. Like I miss that part. Was like very sensual. That was more sensual though. Less lusty. More like sensual.
I feel like if you go to like one of those Halloween stores, they probably have disembodied torsos. And
I
like,
don't need one anymore because I got a real deal one.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
But when I was single, like for a stretch, it was like, damn, I really miss that man weight.
Hello.
You need a weighted blanket.
I got one.
Yeah, she likes it.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
All right, ready? Moving on?
Yeah, moving on.
All right, this one, apropos given the season that we just started today.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you probably guessed this one. Spectrophiliacs.
Oh, ghost shit.
Oh.
Now,
turned on by ghosts?
This one, so this wasn't in the documentary, but I looked this one up a few moments ago just to see, and I read a quick article about, so I was wondering, I was like, is this something where they watch like a horror movie?
Yeah.
Or like, you know, specifically with ghosts or Ghostbusters even? Because
Dan Aykroyd gets blown by a ghost.
Watching that as a kid, I had no idea what was happening.
I had no clue what was happening.
I had no idea what.
I thought it was cool that his belt was coming off without any
hands.
I've
rewatched
it. On the 30th rewatch, I was like, oh,
when I must have
literally learned what a blowjob was.
I remember thinking about how cool it would be if I didn't have to take my belt off, if just like my belt was just coming off on its own. That's how I thought about that scene. Because I was like 3 years old.
So you were like, that's what makes you so happy?
Yeah. I was like, that'd be so cool. I don't even have to take off my belt.
I never have to take off
it was so hard to get a belt buckle off when you're a kid, too. You're like 3 years old.
Apparently,
mom puts you in a stupid suit or whatever.
There's some footage on the cutting room floor that's slightly... not like graphic, but a little bit dirty, like a little bit clearer on what's happening. Yeah.
Did you watch Scary Movie? Not Scary Movie. The one
Scream?
No, Scary Movie. It was a spoof. The spoof, right?
Yeah.
Where the ghosts she sticks to the ceiling.
Anna Faris, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she, like,
totally.
Sticks to the ceiling.
Yeah, she gets like cummed all over to the ceiling.
Yeah.
Because that's a what Freddy Krueger Nightmare on Elm Street thing, right?
Oh, I haven't seen Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, yeah. So instead of a blood thing shooting him up against the wall out of bed, it's, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. It's gentleman's mayonnaise.
All right.
But yeah, so anyway, I looked it up and the specific one I found wasn't so much movies, it was like the idea of an invisible specter, which I guess makes sense, spectrophilia, mm-hmm. like an invisible entity having their way with you.
Yeah.
So I guess like if I thought about this, I was like, okay, how can you execute this in real life? Like say you were dating that person and this was a female, like how would you do that? And I'm like, the thing I could think of was like full green bodysuit.
Yeah.
Do a green screen, and then while it's happening, she could be looking at the monitor where nothing is there.
Nah.
You're thinking about how to key her out and shit, Mark? Nobody thinks like this.
Yeah,
Mark.
You have to get a big monitor. You have to chroma key
him. Nobody thinks like this.
Look, if you want to please your woman, you got to chroma key yourself out and then do things to her.
No.
Look.
I understand. I think all these people just have good imaginations. Like, I think it's less that they want it to happen in real life or like want their partner to like... kind of create that, but whereas like it's just more the idea of it, like the idea that I can't do anything because this thing is invisible and it's having its way with me,
sure.
is like more of the turn on than like trying to make an invisible person happen.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
In Manhattan, it's called the Museum of Sex, and like they have a lot of like, you know, burlesque and kink stuff, and it's very interesting. If you're in New York, go to it. But almost all of the fetishes are about power dynamics.
Yes.
Almost all of them.
That's like, exactly what I think.
There's some level
it's
of like, yes, submitting yourself to something or like you are the one being.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's if you can touch on that, tap on that psychological factor, I think a lot of these kinks kind of run into each other.
Yeah. We like that one.
Yeah.
I like the one where it's like when you boil it down, it's like, okay, I'm in control and you're not. I like that one.
Yeah.
Okay. So like.
But the weird about this one is like, you have to believe in the afterlife for this to work.
Yeah.
So well, there's like a barrier to entry.
Did you ever, this is me dating myself now, when I was younger, much younger, and I first like found out about all this stuff, and I was like 14 or whatever, I didn't want to look up porn. It wasn't really as accessible back then as it is now, but I found a site called Literotica. It was like, you know, pornographic stories, like literature and stuff. And there's all these different categories. And I picked nonfiction one time, and it was like an angel comes down and flies you, like takes you and like takes you to the heavens and like just like has sex with you in the air and stuff.
Shit.
Yeah. Like it's and like that was like, okay, like I can't do anything, I can't go anywhere, like this angel's just like having sex with me.
Okay. It's funny you should say it because I've never thought about this, but because it registered at the time, but you ever seen Can't Hardly Wait?
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Remember the angel scene with Jenna Elfman?
Yes, where she meets Scotty, what's his name?
The main character, yeah.
Yeah, of the Happy Days.
Yeah, he was also in that, doing that thing you do.
Yeah.
So anyway, he thought she was like a vision. Like she didn't think she was real.
Yeah.
And then of course she, it turns out she, I think she was like a stripper or exotic dancer or something. But like, I don't know whether it was Jenna Elfman or the Angel Wings, but like that, that did something to me.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think I ever acknowledged that.
I mean,
until
she was
right
really
now.
Hot in that scene.
She was very hot
for sure.
That.
Yeah.
But she was talking about how she wanted to meet the guy from Happy Days and like,
yes.
Yeah. In that scene. Yeah.
That was like a literal manic pixie dream girl.
Yeah. Definitely.
All right. This one, there's no way you're gonna get.
Well, we're going to get to it when we come back.
Oh, nice. And while we're on break, why don't you check out our Patreon, patreon.com/sticky, STIKKI. We're going to be doing a double bonus poker free roll because we forgot to do our live stream on Saturday because Mark was here, and so it's Mark's fault, and so that's we're blaming
totally
Mark.
But what we never forget is Crypto Corner every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can only get Crypto Corner if you're part of our Patreon, patreon.com/sticky. It's just $5 a month. It helps the show.
And you get to see the episodes a day early. And
hey, Mark, remember to put the graphic, this is Patreon, on the screen.
Yeah,
that
Mark.
Helps, Mark. Thanks a lot.
And there's an amazing Discord community below.
Oh, the best. The very best.
The very best.
So yeah, we will be right back.
Back to our kinks.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, I'm Nolan Sykes, a host of Past Gas, the number one automotive podcast in the world. Every week, my co-hosts, James Pumphrey, Joe Weber, and I bring you some of our favorite stories from the hallowed halls of car history. From the amazing to the weird to the utterly unforgettable moments, we cover it all. Join us as we take a look at the wild stories and larger-than-life characters behind legendary cars and car makers. So if you love cars or just like a good story, check out Past Gas by Donut Media, the number one automotive podcast in the world.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to like, thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us.
Like, listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
Like, we're not desperate. We're like kind of desperate.
We're giving shout outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So huge shout out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout out right now to Mark. Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blake.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Thank you for supporting the show.
All right, and we're back, and we're here to discuss more of our kinky, kinky kinks. Mark, take it away.
All right. This one, tough to guess. Trichophiliacs.
Trichophiliacs.
T-R-I-C-H.
You're just like getting pranked?
Get turned on by being pranked?
It might be trichophiliacs. I'm not sure.
They want to get goosed.
Oh, is it something to do with hearing?
No, it actually, I'll give you a hint. It has something to do with something being long.
They want, oh, they want a long vagina, vaginal canal.
No, it's strictly labia. It's just outer labia.
Oh, long outer labia.
No, any more guesses or no?
No.
That's it.
Hair. Long hair.
Oh, really? Hair. Oh,
like on the head?
I would think that would be like folliculophilia or something like that.
Trico. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe that's something, some like Latin for long.
See, okay. This isn't vanilla. I know that there are people who like under armpit hair for on chicks.
Huh.
And I don't get it.
But. Yeah. Well, that's because the patriarchy has brainwashed us to think that they should be bare when in reality.
Thank God.
But yeah, so what's funny is, so I actually did look up this one because I was interested as well. I was like, because like I find long hair, like I actually kind of like ponytails or like a little bit, like not long, but this is like Rapunzel long.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
Yeah, so like literally to the feet or more.
If it's past the back, I think it gets weird.
Well, also just the maintenance involved.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine the split ends.
Like it's so heavy. Like I just cut 6 inches off my hair. And I feel like 10 pounds lighter. Like my hair was like down to here, which isn't even that long, but it is long for an over 30-year-old person, I think. And it's like thick and heavy. And I just like, it drives me insane just having long
hair.
And
she cut it by herself.
I did. Check out the vlog.
Yeah.
Yeah, I made a vlog.
And my mom used to cut her hair by herself when it was very hot and when she was very sad. And I think Nikki did a much better job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Was it because she wasn't sad?
Well, no, I would say, Mom, why'd you cut your own hair? Because she's like, I cut it. I got my own hair. I got it, Steven. And I was like,
aw, Sherry.
Sorry I asked.
Yeah. Well, as someone who's like a healthy sweater, I like a perspirer, like especially when I exercise, like the idea of having that much hair is.
It's a lot.
It's too much.
It's a lot to deal with.
Yeah. Also, just every shower is like you're in there. Like it's forever.
You ever been fucking and you're sweating so much that you just get completely turned off by it?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I don't sweat that much, but then the person is sweating.
Was it me?
Yes.
Yeah. I remember that.
No. I know. I've had sex with like people that like drip the sweat dripped onto me, and like that, I just can't stay turned on.
You probably just zeroed in on, that's probably a fetish. Oh, without a doubt it is. Yeah, when someone is like, I want someone to sweat on me.
When I first lived in Koreatown, I remember it was such a hot day, and I remember watching a bead of my sweat go from my nose to the chick, and I was like, nope, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah. Well, it's funny that you were out.
I checked myself out of the game.
I was definitely out. Like, yeah, I've definitely had that.
I told the coaches I wasn't going back
in. It's not a big deal. It's just I have a weird thing about bodily fluids. Like for me, saliva is the biggest one, which is weird because, you know, like oral sex is I enjoy oral sex. But like if it's too much saliva or drool, I can't think about anything else.
Yeah.
And
she starts
really
adjusting too much and then I'm like, oh, this bitch is
like,
out.
Nah, there's like too much drool going on down there.
So did you get your drooling problem surgically fixed?
No.
Yeah.
No, what I do is I make sure dehydrate. I eat bread. I eat bread before.
You just have a ball of bread.
I like
sort
it to be sticky tongues.
Just some
cotton
balls.
Really sticky tongues down there.
A sticky tongue,
like a really, like just tacky tongue.
Mm-hmm. It'd be amazing if you ever say so. Just a cotton ball fell out. It was like,
oh God.
And Nikki's like, what is that? It's like, don't worry about it.
So I don't mind. I like, it's fine to be wet, but just not like drooling out, like where it's starting to like go down my butt crack or whatever.
Yeah, I like my blowjobs on the drier side as well.
I will say a couple shared a story once where they both went jogging and came back and they were so turned on from something. Not necessarily jogging. Yeah.
From physical activity. Actually, that's one of the things that they say to do when you're first dating someone, because it actually, there's a chemical that releases a pheromone. Yeah. A pheromone releases in your sweat glands. And when you do physical activity together, it's like a big
turn on.
Yeah.
I
mean, they said the hardest thing about it was like the slippery slidey stuff, but like they said it was one of the hottest times they've ever done it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This one's easy to guess. Kleptolania.
So stealing something?
Yep.
They get turned on by stealing.
Are you stealing orgasms?
Stealing my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you know, this article has a Jane's addiction pun.
Okay.
Okay. Let's skip that one. But yeah, I don't, you know, I'm one of the, I play by the rules so much in life. I'll strategically sometimes break the rules, but like the idea of stealing, if someone said to me, like, let's steal that pack of gum and then like we can do stuff like out
just
in the
anxiety.
Car. I wouldn't be able to. I'd be like, we're done.
Me too. I can't even cut lines. I can't even cut lines.
Yeah.
You know, when we were with our friend, I won't say who, we were like coming out of, we were going to Mexico, and our friend like made us cut a line, and we didn't want to. And I felt horrible. And I wanted to go up to every single person that we were cutting, and I wanted to shake their hand and say, this is not who I am. I'm so sorry. But my friend was just so, like, she was so enraged about what had happened on the flight or whatever. And she was not, we weren't going to lose her, and she was our ride. So I was like, oh, I don't know what to do. I have to cut a line. I think about that, by the way, once a week about bad I felt about that.
Since I'm not the one leading it, I didn't feel bad about it. I was like, not me. Sorry, guys. Like, ugh. Not me.
I feel terrible.
I'm like, VIP. Sorry. I can't
help it. I'm
too
guilty. I'm too Catholic. I can't.
Yeah.
Do you know
how bad I am? I get like sometimes free stuff from Amazon and I send it back.
What the heck?
I'm like, this was
that's
pretty one time
nuts.
They even told me to keep it and I'm just like, I don't want it. And I still have it. It's a Doctor Who like little like.
Give it to a Goodwill place.
Like phone booth.
What the heck? Well, okay, so again, psychologically, like, I don't know if I've never been turned on by stealing, but
it's the rush.
The taboo it. Yeah, I think it's more the taboo that, like, ooh, I'm not supposed to do that. And it's the rush of.
It's probably in the same realm as, like, having sex in public.
That
like,
I get
it's like
turned,
the fear
yeah,
of getting caught. Yeah.
That's like endorphins.
Yep.
Taboo shit.
Yeah.
I get turned on
by
we've
heard taboo out
shit.
Of 286 episodes, you've mentioned that so many times.
Still
I'm like, for the love
he
of God, Steve,
still
take care of
it.
That.
I will
not do it.
Take care of the business.
It's much easier. But see, I'm a guilty person. See, there it is. Boom. It all comes full circle.
You're a boring person.
But you live right near a desert with, like, you could do it with no
Let's
one
go
within
in the mountains.
30 square miles.
Yeah.
You want to go in the mountains?
Yeah, actually.
Well, now that it cooled down, we probably could.
Yeah, I would love to do it in the mountains
okay,
with
fine.
You.
We'll do it in the mountains.
And
Nikki could find a hot tree that she's attracted to.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Joshua tree. I just want to look at the trees.
She could get double teamed by me in the tree.
Yeah. And your succulent fetish.
Don't
you could find
tease
a cacti.
Me.
Kind of
sweet.
A cactus,
don't tease me, Green.
All right. This one, like, I don't know. I feel like this one's just vanity, but let's see if you can get this
like
one.
Mirrors.
Catapictrinophilia.
Catapictrinophilia.
Catoptrinophilia.
Okay,
that's probably how it's pronounced. Yeah,
so
fetish
like
for
yourself.
Mirrors.
Yeah, you like to look at yourself.
Now this one's interesting though. This one is it's not so much looking; it's full on masturbating or specifically
it's the American Psycho thing.
Specifically having orgies, so like you can, I guess, or the orgy being like there's more to look at, like rather than just two people.
Yeah, I mean, masturbating is weird. I think it's hot to like watch that, like, you know, watch. I wouldn't watch, I've never videotaped us or anything, but like, there's been a couple times in like a hotel where there's like a mirror there and like I look up really quick and it's like, you know, you never really get to see that view of yourself. Yeah. And it's like, oh, that's pretty hot. That's me getting. Getting, I don't know whose parents are listening to this.
Getting railed.
Hey, all parents, turn this off.
Look
but
at
then
me
like, that's me getting railed. Like,
wrecked.
What a slut. Like, yeah. What a slut that girl is. Yeah. And like, I just, it definitely turns me on more like to like watch that, that's me. Like it takes you out of it. It's like we were watching someone else.
The first time that me and her had sex, I remember being like, holy shit, like Nikki Limo's sucking my dick. That's kind of crazy.
He said it out loud.
I did say it out loud.
He said that out loud. I was like, I'm not pretending to hear that.
I have so much riff.
I was like, so nerdy.
It was wild because I had known her for so long and we were such weird friends.
Yeah, it was like, you're Steve Green and I was Nikki Limo. Yeah.
That's adorable.
Thank you. Yeah, it was weird.
That's adorable.
I was like,
it was very odd.
I was like, have you thought of this before?
I was like, this chick's on celebrity birthdays and she's blowing me.
See, I messed
about that.
I messed around once and all I could think of in front of a camera and all I could think of was like, who let Sasquatch in? Like, what is happening? It was not. Yeah, so good for
As
you.
Always, Mark
if you can look up and be turned on by it,
I think it's about
it, like,
the angle.
I tip my hat to you.
So like,
that's
all
true.
Parents
no.
are
the
listening.
Lighting.
Parents
is
have
important.
their earmuffs on, right? Parents are earmuffs.
Yeah.
So doggy style, like looking in the mirror at him over me, you know, like that is, I think it's okay. Pretty sexy.
And she likes humiliation, remember? So she's seen herself be very, very bad.
Yeah, very bad. I normally
bad.
Don't see
normally
that
she's not
happen
doing that,
like I can pretend it didn't happen or whatever, like, or you know, after we're done I'm like, I'm not that slutty, but then watching I'm like, she's a hoe,
she's pretty bad.
And if he's wearing his like tree Halloween unit with like costume,
the glow suit forget about it.
I mean, I married him because his last name Green, close enough to a tree,
that there big tall oak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right, this one is a little weird, but Abasiophiliac.
Abasiophiliac?
Yeah, A-B-A-S-I-O.
Like you're attracted to basic people?
Well,
I am.
No, but
I am.
Same.
Yeah. This one's a little creepy No, I take that back. It's not creepy. I don't want to yuck anyone's yum. You're into leg braces or orthopedic appliances.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Which honestly, you know, now that I think about it, never mind. Because orthopedic appliance could be, that could be a sort of bondage type thing. Like,
I get
you know,
it's like it's controlling your part of your limb or whatever.
Oh, you want it to be on you, not like the people that have it on them.
No, no, it can be the other person too.
Oh, okay.
I think it's, or you both wear it. Yeah. I think it's also, there might be like a bionic human aspect to it. Like,
That's what I was thinking. Like, it's like a robotic thing.
Yeah. For some reason, this article brings up Forrest Gump, and I'm just going to not talk about that. Yeah. All right, this next one, I don't want anyone to say it, and I didn't even realize this was the name for it, but it has to do with poo, and we're not going to talk about it.
Okay, no. Yeah, no poo, no.
Yeah, we...
Two girls, one cup kind of shit?
The one thing we'll draw the line on is the spread of disease or plague.
Yeah, and, I'm good. Yeah. I mean, I know that they're, like, I've known of that fetish where people shit on people's chests or whatever, like, that's like a thing, but I cannot for the life of me understand that one.
No. Well, also, so much about sex is, like, it's like smell is such a strong sensation. Yes. And the idea of bringing that into it, like, All right. So this one's interesting. Tripsolaniac.
Tripsolaniac.
Yeah. T-R-I-P-S-O-L-A.
I don't know.
No this clue. One, honestly, you probably have this one too. Aroused by having your hair shampooed.
Oh, I mean, I like the tingly feeling, but I don't get aroused. I just like that my brain shuts off. Yeah.
The only reason I say it because we went to one of those like Max and I couples massages and they did a specific hair thing with some sort of like special mineral oil and like that was nice.
Yeah, no, it's nice. Yeah.
I don't know if it was super sexually arousing, but it was amazing.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's like it definitely feels like really relaxing and good and tingly all over, but like not sexual.
On the plus side, imagine if you just went and got your hair done and every time you were just like
you come.
Yeah, baby.
That'd be sick.
Man, that hairdresser must get a huge tip.
You get blue ball from it.
That's true.
Yeah.
When you were dating that chick who's like into bondage, and you're like, I think I'm into bondage.
So you know, there's power dynamics which are fun,
mm-hmm.
and then but it can veer off into a little bit more aggressive, which is where like my personal my interest ended.
Yeah.
But the other side of that is that someone who's super into it. And this is a true of a lot of communities. It's like what you see that's the cool part or the interesting part, you don't realize that there's hours upon hours of prep or like maintenance that goes into it. And in this specific case, someone got like very open about it and before anything really serious happened, showed me like a trunk of like ropes.
Mm-hmm.
And she started telling me about the maintenance required. And so like you have to like oil them to keep them soft. Because in height...
Thank you.
You have to oil them to keep them soft. You have to, like, there's a specific way to cut them and measure them. And then there's different types for different applications. So some are real, like, nylon are really good for something. Cotton are good for others.
That makes sense to me.
Hemp is good for something.
Okay.
And then on top of that, then there's the true rope bondage people where it has nothing to do with sex. And it is just the actual knots. Like the super detailed... complex
knot
ways of having two things like tie together with like it is wild. It's obviously it's very big in Japanese culture. There's names for it which are escaping me now, but like that stuff, it's like if a fetish requires homework or like 10,000 hours of practice, I'm like,
that's just a hobby.
Yeah.
But you can feel passionate about something also, without being a turn on.
How long can you maintain an erection for if you got to do like 45 minutes of knots and stuff like that?
So that's what I don't know. That's why I think some of these don't actually involve finishing. I think some of them might just be like
you're just really turned on by it.
I'm out on it.
And so then maybe you have to like do the finishing later, but it's like the act of it is just amazing. Like I have, you know, it's funny. There's an erotic museum that we drove by here in Las Vegas. I've been to like a burlesque museum and I've been to a couple sex museums and like they have obviously bondage is a huge part of it. Some of them, like you look at the knots, you're like, or the way people like they're hanging or just crazy stuff. And you're like, that had to take forever. At least 2 hours.
Whoa.
And I'm like, that person has to be hydrated so they don't get cramps.
Yeah.
Like they have to stretch.
To good blood flow.
Yeah. Like it is. Yeah, exactly. Also blood flow. It's very, it's very technical.
Yeah.
And
seems like a lot of work. Medical team on it.
Yeah. A lot of planning, a lot of work.
Hmm. Yeah, not for me.
It's like when I was doing stunts in a movie and they had to have like the sheriff's department there because it was going to set me on fire. It's like, you have, that's a lot of prep work.
Well, and I will say this for anyone interested in some of these, especially the bondage stuff, you know, that's why people are very careful about safe words, about, like, and even if something is obviously you can't speak, there's other ways to communicate and all that stuff. Like, that's why it's like, you only do that stuff with someone you really, really trust.
Yeah.
Because, so safety is a huge part of it, and everyone will tell you that. But honestly, for me, it's like just, it just seems like so much work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's exhausting. But hey, good for you. Yeah. No yucking the yums out there.
Yeah.
Just not for us.
Yeah, I definitely like think in theory it's hot, but then like the actual practice of it, I'm like, yeah, that's too much work.
If I could turn off, you know, Hecto Patronum fucking Mickey and ropes, then yeah.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
You know, and then do the same thing to get her out of them. But, otherwise, yeah. I got to like be like, I got to look at the instructions and it's like IKEA furniture. And
well, someone once said that, so they were in that community and they said that they dated someone. And so the shortcut in that world is bondage tape. It's that kind of like sticky.
Yeah.
And conceivably, if you don't put enough, like, if you don't do it rapid enough times, you can break it pretty easily.
I like it. Yeah. It's like a Shark Tank idea.
Yeah. Disposable, super fast, no maintenance.
Yeah.
But like really real good. Rope, real
hey,
bondage
sharks,
people.
Do you ever try to use real rope to tie your wife up? It's annoying. They
it's
get
so
tangled.
Annoying.
There's a lot of knots you have to deal with.
And then they take to mention rope burn.
And then, they take the sample with all the knots and they throw it behind them.
Yeah, yeah.
And like Mark Cuban's like, okay, yeah.
Yeah. It'd be amazing if he came out behind Mr. Wonderful and is like, this is our lavender scented version, and just started tying him up. Like
Barbara's like, I like real authentic ropes. And for that reason, I'm out.
She's like, I just think that tape should be used for commercial things. And then I'm out for that reason.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, I've been 3 minutes in my presentation. You don't even know what's going to happen.
Mark Cuban would be like, we're going to package this with my tequila.
Yeah.
All right.
He's like, hey, Mark, I have some Mavericks tape for you.
That's true. Oh,
my
God.
They always do the same shit every
branding
time.
Branding
deal?
They
always do the same shit.
Because, it's usually pretty thick. So, yeah. Anyway, so again, whatever you're into, just be safe. All right. This one's interesting. Axolism.
Axolism.
Oh, this one actually you might be able to get by guessing.
Like an axle?
A product.
Oh, like Axe body spray?
Yeah. So what part of the body do you use it on?
Oh, no. Armpit stuff? Oh, yeah.
Well, see, that's where a pheromone gland is.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you are turned on by people's like natural pheromones, like that would be a thing for you.
How about we wrap this up by talking about what we do like? Because I feel like we've been doing a lot of yucking.
What?
Yeah.
I humped a tree.
I've been
pretty open to
like-
But
we haven't heard from Mr. Kinky, Mr. Wonderful.
I've like pretty been-
So right now dating people, and this is a good thing, people are very honest.
Yeah.
And what's nice is they're typically honest by like the second or third date. And so like then you can make your decision. And like some people are freaked out by that. And I'm like, no, I'd rather know early on so we could like see if we're on the same page.
Yeah.
I don't want to waste like a month for you to tell me like, oh, by the way, I love like daisies in my nostrils. And I was like, all right.
Yeah. I think again,
I guess I could do that.
Yeah.
Like a lot of this is because it can all be boiled down to psychological factors.
Yes.
I'm too lazy to actually do the full version of the things.
Correct.
But like, I definitely fall into the submissive realm of kinks where like, as long as I don't feel like I'm in, I know that if I'm in control, if I say a safe word, right?
Yeah,
like ultimately I'm in control, but like, as long as I can like let go and feel like I'm being completely dominated in some whatever capacity, you have creative freedom to make me feel that way without putting in a lot of work with that. Like, so, I mean, and I think that's just because I have to make too many decisions in normal life. I'm a control freak. I'm like in control of everything and I'm too perfectionistic about things. And so in bed, it's just like nice, like, no, can't. Sorry, you're not allowed to. And it's like, oh shit, I can't. Oh my God, I can't. That's
so
crazy.
Again, I'm like this, because I think BDSM stuff is probably one of the more common ones that especially in sex worker stuff that people do is like, so many subs are very powerful, confident people.
Yes.
Whether they be male or female in their life. And so it's a release to just let that go.
That's why you hear a lot of like CEOs with dominatrix people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it you who's just telling me that like they know a sex worker who like pegged half of a fire department?
So yeah, we won't say which fire department, but
no, we will not.
So yeah, so that and that one I think pegging is a very much that power dynamic shifting because you're not penetrating, you're being penetrated.
Yes.
So I think straight up and like you know, it's interesting. A lot of the people getting pegged claim that they, it was just that that they liked and nothing else that you might, you know, include with that type of fetish.
Like sexual orientation.
Exactly.
Yeah, or anything like that.
They were like, no, it's like just that.
The power dynamic of that. There's like nowhere to go.
And it, it kind of makes sense also.
But with your butt.
Yeah. I haven't fooled around down there with that stuff, but there are a lot of nerves around the butt.
Yeah.
So like, it, there's also just, it's just a pleasure center. It can be.
Yeah. Sometimes when guys are getting a prostate exam, they get a boner when the person sticks their fingers up the butt.
Never happened to me.
Yeah, we'll never know. I'm too straight.
Well, it's not arousal, but it's the same feeling as arousal, which is bizarre. Like, so like literally like right when you're about to finish, there's like a specific sensation deep right in that center in your abdomen. And it was recreated, but there was no pleasure associated with it.
It's like how sneezing is like a microcosm of an orgasm. Like it's like a, it's like a 1/16th of an orgasm feeling or whatever.
But the weird part was it was such a clinical atmosphere with and it happened to be a gentleman doctor. And so like it didn't, for me, it didn't do anything. So it was like, it was weird. It was the exact same sensation, but no pleasure associated with it. So it was very bizarre. My brain was like, I don't know what to do here. Like usually that means good things are happening.
But don't you think that like if half of a fire department's getting pegged and pegged and pegged, that could impact job performance? Like we could actually
That'd be more relaxed.
Oh, you think so?
Pheromone release is great.
But can't, don't you walk funny if you got your butt used?
That's what lube's for.
Okay.
You know, the nice thing about pegging is like you have total control over the size.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you can choose a big one.
You can't handle a little baby peg. Like, what can you handle? A big fireman?
That's motivational. I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't, as far as like, do you have any specific ones before I volunteer?
Oh, I think I'm pretty open about it constantly. Yeah. That's why I wanted to get to you. But I like to be in charge of this dummy right here. And
he sent me to the emergency room, threw me into a knife now.
That was a mistake.
Well, it's funny you should say that because like, I always like to, it's not so much a dominant thing, but definitely take control. Like, it's like let's do this.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I'm definitely not the other way around. The being submissive is just not a thing I enjoy.
Because
I'm fairly easygoing in real life. So like, I want to subvert that
a
little bit.
It also pisses me off, honestly. Because I'm like, wait, this is not what I signed up for. What the fuck are you trying to do? Like, I had someone try to do that to me one time. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing? No, don't do this shit.
Yeah, I had a boyfriend who wanted me to be dominating. And it was such a big turnoff. Like, I just didn't like it at all. It was like I had to work again. Like it was like going to work. Like I had to go to work. Like, and I'm just like, I just want to turn my brain off. Like I literally like, I like want to be, I want my brain to be fucked off.
Yeah.
Like where like I'm just getting railed so hard that my brain turns off.
Yeah. And then also, you know, it was funny because one person I dated and there was a lot of work involved. It was the same person, but like a lot of like, a lot of foreplay, a lot of stuff. Sometimes you need to leave for a dinner reservation. And like, sometimes you just gotta like, just get into it. And like, you know, so that it's like, as much as all those things are great and you should explore everything, because we're only on this freaking earth once, sometimes, man, that like 12 minute start to finish thing or less is like, just it, because it's all about the stuff that flows through your body, the hormones,
the endorphins. Time.
Yeah.
I also enjoy going to the dinner reservation knowing,
yep.
What we just did.
Yep.
When we just did a naughty thing. Yep. And
that's fun. I like that too.
I have remnants of it.
Yeah. So secrets are your fetish.
Secret thing.
Yeah.
I have remnants of it. I just got that. Yeah. I was like, remnant. Oh.
And nobody knows. Nobody at the restaurant knows.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
I look like a regular person that didn't do nothing naughty.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, all I'll say is this to clarify everything is like, I think everyone should be. Explore that stuff.
Definitely.
Like especially if they can do it with someone they trust and someone they're like they have feelings for, like, oh, don't hold anything back.
Because like we get very sheltery.
Yeah. And we get very sheltery as a culture, and I hope that more people feel comfortable to not do that.
Yeah. Everyone has sex. None of us would be here if our parents didn't have sex. Like everyone is grossed out by their parents. I get that. Me too. But like to a certain extent, it's like We all know, it's sort of like, you know, going to the bathroom. We all know everyone does it. We just don't necessarily want to think about it.
Yeah.
But like ultimately that is a separate category. Like with sex, it's like, it's a healthy thing. It forms bonds.
Yeah.
Like it's actually good for your body.
That's why,
you know what? Yeah. My parents fucking does not gross me out at all. It's the opposite. I wish I was like, I hope my parents are fucking, cause that means that they're happy. Like I really think that.
I also think if more people were like, if it was more open and taught like, you know, acceptance and, yeah. and taught like that, that like there probably would be a lot more happy couples that like weren't settling. Because like, I think that a lot of it's like, well, sex isn't part of like the main part of our relationship, but it's like, well, it's a big part actually. So like, if you are incompatible in the bedroom, or like you just don't, you get turned off, massively turned off by each other, but everything else is good, I think maybe you guys are supposed to be business partners, like yeah. maybe not a relationship, maybe not like a yeah. romantic forever,
there's a distance
legally that, relationship,
there's a distance that kind of happens when you haven't had sex in a while that like completely goes away when whatever we do, that's like, and it's like we always say afterward, like, I feel very connected yeah. to you and stuff, and I think that's so great. Like, I wish that
the intimacy is very bonding. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And I hope that people will normalize sex stuff more. I don't even like to say normalize very often, because like sometimes people say that too much.
They overuse it. Yeah,
they overuse it. But yeah, I really do think that this is one of those things that should be just normal.
Well, yeah, because like even me talking about turn-ons and stuff, like I'm trying so hard not to be like graphic.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
like you
but
know,
you want to be honest. Like
I
want to,
you know, be kind of like. Exactly, and like say that it's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It shouldn't be stigmatized.
No, exactly.
Is the thing.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
I had a pretty detailed conversation with some friends once, and they were very interested in it because it was the first time they ever really thought about something. And they went home and tried it, and like again, like they told me they were very honest about it. They're like, it was amazing. Like,
would you have?
They're like, so it was mostly armpit stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
it's a lot of like those when boys would like nick that.
Yeah, the armpit part.
Yeah, yeah. Just like that.
Chicken
yeah.
parts.
And then the girl's like, oh,
like, oh my god,
okay.
Mark was right.
Yeah.
This one happened to be role playing, again, power dynamics, but role playing with, it was a detective and a spy, like a spy.
Love
it. It was actually two spies, and like, it was.
Oh, they're both spies.
They did it in a hotel. It was kind of like a Modern Family episode, I think. Is what started the conversation.
That's funny.
But anyway, I did something like that. It was so much fun. And like, I think people should like a wig, some glasses, a different outfit.
Yeah.
Like,
I'd be just, down, especially in Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah. It creates a mystique. So someone you've known for say a decade, all of a sudden is like, there's a little air of mystery about them.
Yeah.
That's. Yeah.
I think that'd be really fun. Like I'm at a bar and then like you come up to me or whatever. And I'm just like, I don't know, I'm waiting for someone, and they're like, and he's like, who? And then you get like as if we've never met before.
And then I credit card her butt.
I think a wig would do well. Why do you guys turn it into a joke? I'm trying to get sexy with you.
You take a martini.
Never mind. I'll try it with someone else.
Yeah. I like you in wigs. We found out she has a blonde wig lately, and I'm like, oh yeah.
You'd think it wouldn't look good.
I'm not gonna lie, that's one of mine too. It's great. Yeah,
it's great.
Especially colored ones.
I didn't think I would
like
it.
Blue, red,
pink.
I like the blue one too.
I like pink.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
cool.
Natalie Portman in Closer.
Yeah. Like blue, like not the blue-haired people that we often see all the time, but I'm talking about like a spy chick.
So you're into Smurfs, is what you're saying?
No. Like
you're into like
spy chick.
The cartoon spies.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Those like cartoon, I forget what they're called.
It's in my head as a spy thing.
Kim Possible type of spy.
Not dyed blue hair.
What about cosplay? No?
Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Down.
I didn't think I would be into it, but like, having seen some stuff from like Comic-Con stuff that I've been to a couple times, that like, covered it for some publications, like I'm like, I get this now. I get it. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have a super attraction to any specific characters, but I think just in general.
Yeah.
Again, it's that I'm different.
Yeah.
One of
I am something new.
Nights that Nikki ever planned for me was I hadn't seen her in a couple of days because she was away, and then when she came home, she got me like this little thing of Johnny Walker Blue Label, which I had never had before, and it was very good. And then she like dressed up in this fucking ridiculously hot outfit, and like we had sex, and it was like, that was like an all-timer.
I think in this house, I was like, you were downstairs, and I was like, hey honey, can you help me clean? And he comes upstairs, and I was in like that French maid.
Yeah, sweet.
And he was like, because he comes up, he's like, ugh, like basically like, yeah, oh, like, just gonna make me clean or whatever. And then I'm like, yeah, I just need to have some help cleaning over here. And then he's
Nikki,
like, oh,
stop right now, because I saw Clue in the theater as a child.
Oh, that chick was
and
insane.
That had a vast effect on me. That has, yeah.
See,
I always liked the French maid because of that same movie.
Yeah.
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 I think you definitely liked that, and you're like, do this again, and I never did. But yeah, but it was only 2 years ago. It was like 2 years ago. That's I just got time.
Yeah,
plenty of time.
There's plenty of anniversaries coming up.
I got plenty of characters.
Yeah. Yeah. Birthdays.
Yeah,
I really like the bar one though. Like
bar one's good. We'll do the bar.
Yeah, being because we've never done it, and I don't know if I could take you seriously, but like we'll see. Like if it's if you're a good actor,
also with your improv background,
yeah,
dude, that could be.
That's what I'm
on,
saying.
Dude.
Like if we committed, we would have to commit.
Oh yeah,
like we have to agree to commit to it.
Not a commit, no bits, a no bit moratorium.
Yeah, yeah, agreed.
Oh.
Yeah, that'd be hot.
I think that's a vlog.
Right?
See? I agree.
You just want to watch our fucking
yeah,
foreplay.
Because
okay.
He watches us so often anyway. We're definitely part of his
lives
thing.
Lives vicariously through
we're
our
part
marriage.
Of his thing. 285 episodes? Come on.
We didn't touch on my thing is it's podcast hosts.
Yeah.
Yeah especially married podcast hosts.
I knew
that's,
it.
That's my jam.
We know.
That's my jam.
But specifically, he zooms into our armpits while he's editing. And he changes it back to normal right before it goes out to us.
That'd be amazing if I just took like, a screenshot, just a pixelated armpit.
Like, if you forgot to change it
almost
back.
Done, guys.
And like, Mark, what the hell?
Like, why is this frame just armpit?
Oh, no, I was just doing some color correction. It's fine. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
The thing is, Mark, we would believe him.
Like,
oh,
like you're
probably,
colorblind, Mark. Like, what are we...
Wait, well, that's all the time we have for today.
Yeah, thanks for being here, Mark.
Thanks,
we've been
Mark.
Trying to get him on the show forever.
Finally.
5.5 years, man.
Crazy.
Well, we appreciate you. Yeah. And we appreciate your sexy debut.
He is the best in the business. This
Aww.
Guy, we love this guy.
Yeah.
He is the best. Yeah. He is the backbone of the show. We love him.
Absolutely.
So much, so.
And he gets us really fancy Amazon gifts, like the plugs on our cameras
yes.
right now, so that we don't have to use batteries.
Lifesaver.
Yeah.
Like he's our podcast daddy.
Yes.
And I don't have to tell you guys because you already love them, but they're the best.
Aw. You just said that because you had to.
No. I've worked with a lot of people, and I'm lucky I like a few of them, but you guys are my favorites.
Hey, ditto, brother. Ditto.
Mark.
No, it's one
Mark,
of those
leave
things.
That in. Mark.
Leave that in. Don't edit that.
No, Mark, it's one Mark, of the, it Mark, is, Mark, that's going to be the end of your career. Just edit that out.
It is one of those things, though, where you do meet a lot of people in this business.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know that we've met anyone that we've known, like, consistently been
yeah.
in contact with like
and
you.
Then invited to our house
yeah, never
you know no
not really.
Like not,
not
really no
like other than Mark and like the JK crew like it's not
but the JK crew was like YouTubers which I feel like
yeah,
they, we've
thing.
Done before but
yeah.
like I've never like business wise
no
like
never.
We felt connected
with a normie
like,
a normie
yeah.
like me
you're normie.
Yeah.
yeah you're definitely a normie
a civilian
yeah we're like yeah. this civilian's actually pretty
he's
cool
the best.
Like he's pretty chill like
he's
you can
best.
Like train him to be like kind of like us.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks so much for being here, Mark. We won't ask them where to find you because you don't exist. You're a
yeah,
mythological creature.
Mythical.
So just, you know, come back next week and know that Mark is behind the editing and looking at our armpits the entire
and
time.
And if someone from Studio 71's listening to this, you guys got a gem on your hands.
If someone from Studio 71's listening to this, he's not here right now.
Yeah,
gotcha.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
He's not here.
Gotcha.
Yeah. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.